This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Jessica is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and she's getting ghosted by a dude named Chris. Jessica, thank you for coming on the show. Before you tell us about your date, how long has it been since you heard from Chris?
It's been a few days with no response whatsoever.
Nothing at all. Okay.
Have you tried to reach out to him?
Oh, yeah. I've been texting him because I think it's super weird that we had a date and then he just stopped texting after weeks of texting all the time.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you guys meet on an app and were talking a bunch before you went out?
Yeah, we met on an app, and then we only had one date, which was, you know, kind of basic, like happy hour, just some drinks, and we shared an appetizer. But then nothing since that date ended.
Did the date go well?
Well, I mean, I can't say that I was like super into him, but nothing went wrong in the date. Like, it's not that big of a deal that he ghosted me, except I hate when people don't respond to texts.
She's like, I don't really like him, but it's the principle at this point.
So it's more just getting ghosted than anything.
I get that.
I mean, I don't want to have to keep thinking about him if, like, there's no reason to, but there's something psychologically about being ghosted that makes me, like, obsess over something that I barely even care about.
Could that have come up in the date as kind of a red flag to him? I'm not sure.
Maybe he could tell, you know?
Like, I understand you, and I know I'm a walking red flag at times, so that's why I'm just asking.
I don't know. I just think it's really rude. Like, if we're old enough to go on a date, then we should be old enough to say if we're not interested. And I'm curious, is it me, or did he just not feel a connection, or did he go on a date with someone else? And, like, the more, like, all of that's fine, I would just like to know what the answer is.
If he was still talking to you, would you want to go out with him again? Or is it just that you're getting ghosted and you can't stand not knowing why?
It's sort of more the latter, but, like, I'm open. I didn't have a strong feeling one way or the other on whether we should go out again, so I'm open. I would just kind of like to know why he stopped responding to text messages.
So if you think back to the date, though, to your, like, okay date, was there anything that was, like, less okay than normal?
Yeah, normally people are like, I really liked him, and right. I don't know why they're ghosting me. You're just like, I don't, it's whatever with him. I just don't want to be ghosted.
Yeah, because if you're feeling like it was with whatever, maybe he thought it was just whatever too. And so he's like, why bother?
Yeah, I guess. But it takes 2 seconds to be like, oh, I just don't feel a connection, or I'm not interested. You know, like, why would you not respond? Like, I'm actually kind of worried because he was so responsive before the date and he was all sniffly on the date. So I'm worried he might, like, be really sick, actually.
Are you feeling sick at all? I mean, maybe, you know, if you feel good.
Yeah, I feel totally fine. So if he did have something, I didn't catch it. But I mean, he was really sniffly, like totally nose blocked and everything.
Do you think that he knew you weren't that into it?
Maybe. I mean, like I said, it's a first date. So it's not like I'm going to be like gushing over someone right away or like completely uninterested. I kind of feel like you should give people a chance. So I don't know. I don't think I gave off weird signals.
Did anything happen on your date that you think could be a reason that he ghosted you?
No, like we hugged when we first got there and it was a nice hug. Like he came full on in, full body contact. He had, you know, no problem sharing food, which I like because I think that's like a way to connect if you're sharing a plate as opposed to getting your own things. You know, it was like your average date, I feel like.
I don't know, Jubal, how do you feel about going on an average date? Would you want another date after an average date?
Not usually, no. And I would be fine getting ghosted because I'm like, cool, I don't have to talk to him again, you know?
Yeah.
Well, clearly you're healthier than I am.
I wouldn't say that.
He's been working on it for a while.
Yeah. Well, okay, we'll try to figure it out for you. What's the last thing that he said to you?
Oh, he said, this was great, and I'll talk to you soon. Like, it ended in a positive way that would make you think that there's going to be communication afterwards.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see if we can figure it out for you. We'll play a song, come back, and then call him and find out why you're getting ghosted next, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right, it's the Jubal Show.
Yeah.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
The Home Depot wants every mom to have their own outdoor oasis this Mother's Day. Whether that be a new space to relax or a beautiful garden upgrade, at The Home Depot, you could give mom a gift that's as unique as she is, with a stylish and comfortable place to entertain or relax for the mom who does it all. And with convenient delivery, you won't have to stress over getting it to her either. Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers for the mom who's great with gardening? Let mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens with The Home Depot's Mother's Day Savings Event happening now. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97, for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Start your Mother's Day shopping and saving today by checking out The Home Depot's extensive selection online at homedepot.com or directly in-store near you with convenient pickup and delivery options. See homedepot.com/delivery for details. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Right in the middle of today's First Date follow-up, and if you're just joining us, Jessica is on the phone, and she's getting ghosted by a guy named Chris. She doesn't really care that much about Chris, but she wants to know why he's ghosting her. Real quick, Jessica, for anybody just joining us, give us a recap of your situation.
So I went on a date with Chris. Things went fine. I'm not sure if I even want a second date, but he stopped responding to texts, and it's driving me crazy. So I have to find out why.
Okay.
You know what? She's doing it for all the people that just are like, well, why not? I'm bomb.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, if I'm going on a date and there's ghosting involved, it better be from me.
Okay. Yeah. We're about to call him and try to figure out why he's ghosting her. All right, Jessica, are you ready?
I'm so ready.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to dial his phone number.
Yeah. This is Chris.
Hello, Chris. How are you? This is Jubal from The Jubal Show. It's a radio show.
Hi, Chris. I'm Nina, also on that show.
That's Nina. And then Victoria's over there. There's three people on the phone with you right now.
What's up, Chris?
I'm so sorry. What is going on?
We do a segment on our show, and it's called The First Date Follow-Up. It's where you go out on a date with somebody, and then you end up ghosting them. They asked if we can get you on the phone and figure out what happened. And we got an email about you from somebody that you went on a date with recently.
Yeah. Okay. Now I know what this is about. Brilliant. Hi.
Okay. So you do know who we're talking about. So is there somebody you're ghosting in particular?
Yeah, no. Recently, I have been receiving a lot of texts, and I haven't been replying to them just honestly because I haven't known how to. Let me guess, is Jessica on the line?
That's yes. A great guess.
That is a good guess.
Hi, Jessica. How are you doing today?
Can I talk?
Yeah.
I mean, I think you have no choice now. Chris knows that you're on the phone.
Hi, Chris.
I am. Yeah. Okay. You know, it's really awkward to bring a whole radio show into this, but I guess, you know, I have been dodging the text and everything. So the actual reason that I haven't responded to anything and the reason I haven't really, like, I really haven't known how tactfully to do this, I couldn't breathe throughout the entire date, and that's not actually like a feelings thing, that's like a medical thing. When I went in for the hug, there was all the cat hair on your sweater, and I'm deathly just completely allergic to cats, and so my entire breathing system was locking up.
Oh, well, why didn't you tell me that?
Fair question.
I was trying to do the, you know, gentlemanly thing and trying to, you know, keep my wits about me, keep the date going, trying to be lively, trying to not, you know, especially because I didn't want to put it on you and be like, you know, you're the cause of this or whatever. I really tried to bottle all that up. At the same time, it would have been very difficult for me to articulate any of this just because I couldn't breathe. So I was more smiling and nodding than anything else.
What an awkward date. No wonder it was average. I'm sorry.
Yeah, she said. Jessica told us that your date seemed kind of average. And from what Nina said right there, it would make sense.
Right, because he wasn't really talking.
Yeah, we went out for drinks and for appetizers. It was a happy hour. And I was trying to be as happy as possible while also trying to, you know, not faint.
Okay, so that's why you weren't really talkative like you are in text, because you couldn't breathe? Like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I feel like I almost killed you.
No, I mean, so right, and honestly, and that's why I was sharing the plates and everything, is because I kind of wanted to keep our mouths full so I had an excuse not to talk. Yeah, you know, when we were texting, it never came up that you had a cat. Otherwise, I would have given you the heads up that I am allergic.
Yeah, but I actually don't have a cat. My roommate has a cat. And if you had just told me about your allergy, I would have made sure I used one of those, like, hair removal things so that I didn't show up with cat hair on my shirt.
Okay, so I can blame your roommate then. That's totally fine.
Well,
I'm fine with that.
You can also blame yourself because you could have taken an antihistamine if you were experiencing such severe allergies.
I just wasn't expecting to come face to face with, like, a cat. That's not really something that I schedule on my daily routine, and therefore an antihistamine is not quite something that is just routine for me.
Jessica, was there at any point during the date, like, did you notice that he couldn't talk? Did he look itchy or like he couldn't breathe?
He didn't look itchy, but he definitely sounded like he had a stuffy nose. Like, I thought he might have a cold or was getting sick that he just didn't tell me about. But apparently he's been suffering from this cat allergy all week, which is why he can't respond to my text messages. Is that what I'm hearing, Chris?
Again, it's difficult because I don't want to throw anybody under the bus here, except, I guess, a cat or two. I just didn't want to text and say, hey, we should get together again and kind of lead anybody on, especially if I was, you know, thinking that I had to continually contend with, like, oh, man, I'm going to have to put my face in another cat's butt every time I see her.
I will say it's a teachable moment, though, for everybody listening at this point. And especially, like, as a woman, for a man to be direct and honest about what he's experiencing, that's attractive. Like, that's hot. So maybe hot. In the future, Chris, like, if you start being able not to breathe, you just straight up say, I got allergies. And that's way
nothing,
more attractive.
Nothing more attractive. Nothing more attractive than a guy gasping for air.
All right. right, Chris. Well, I'm glad you're finally sharing now. Like, I feel like I can, like, close this chapter a bit. But, like, honestly, I feel like you handled it completely wrong. And maybe you'll take this as a lesson going forward and not ghost people when you're having some kind of issue.
I will take that to heart. And Jessica, I'm so sorry. And I guess listeners of this radio show, I'm so sorry. And what I did was not the correct thing to do.
Again,
I'm going to be more direct from now on.
I love that you're being direct and apologizing to Jessica, but it's also hot when you don't apologize to people you don't need to apologize to.
Yeah, nobody's really that mad.
I'm not mad at you.
At you, Chris. Like, it's understandable.
Again, it's that martyrdom. I'm just trying to make sure that everybody in this situation feels great except for me, who is blushing and just totally red in his office. But, you know, it's okay.
I mean, I guess I have to ask no matter what.
Totally.
Chris, would you like to go on another date with Jessica? We'll pay for it.
You know that I would. I have a lot to make up for here. And Jessica is very, very sweet, and I enjoy talking to her when I can talk. So, yeah.
I'm not interested. I really just wanted to know why you ghosted me. So I'm going to say no.
Okay. And that was direct.
Yeah.
Jubal's first date follow-up.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.